Wisconsin's gun deer season opened over the weekend, and with it comes the return of a DNR program for hunters to make venison donations to food pantries around the state. You could join in at 800-642-1234 as we check out that program. Have you participated as a hunter? Have you made that donation? If you work at a processor that works with this program, love to hear from you. Or if you work at a food bank or use a food bank, has this come your way? Or if you have questions, call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Brad Cooley is a wildlife damage specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Brad, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Happy to be here.
What are the main features of this deer donation program? What happens?
Yeah, so this is the 23rd year of the program. The program started back in the year 2000. And since that time, hunters have donated over 97,000 deer to the program, which translates to approximately 3.8 million pounds of ground venison being distributed to food pantries across the state to help those in need. So great, great program.
And you've added, as you mentioned, 23 years now, you added a couple years ago a partners program to help find processors to deal with the deer, to get it to into the food system. How does that work?
Yeah. So unfortunately, we're seeing a decrease in the number of processors, for various reasons. You know, we just don't have as many, licensed meat processors in the state. So 2 years ago, we created a partners program. And the idea of the partners program is any group or organization or individuals, they can rent a freezer truck and serve as a drop-off location. So that started 2 years ago in Marquette County, the Marquette County Land and Water Conservation Department and County Deer Advisory Council teamed up to have our first drop-off location. And like I said, it's just a spot, a business where they have a freezer truck and hunters can bring a deer, donate it, and then they transport it to one of our participating processors. So it's just a way to, with that decreasing number of processors, trying to fill in those gaps and make it convenient for hunters to donate and, get those deer to people in need.
Yeah, talk us through the nuts and bolts. If a hunter is listening and saying, yeah, I'd love to do this, what do they do?
Yeah, it's pretty simple for the hunter. Field dress your deer, register it like you normally would, and then take a look on the DNR's website. We have a list, go to the DNR's website, keyword search, deer donation program. We have all our drop-off locations posted on the DNR's website. This year we have 51 processors participating in the program and three additional drop-off locations. So look at one of those drop-off locations convenient and nearest to the hunter. Also look at the map that's on the DNR's website. We do, depending on if the deer was harvested in a county with chronic wasting disease, we do require testing, for some of the deer with chronic in counties that have chronic wasting disease. So this year, for example, there's 17 counties where adults and fawns are required to be tested for a chronic wasting disease and 19 counties where just adults are. So take a look at that map on the DNR's website. If the deer does need to be tested for chronic wasting disease, go to one of our CWD testing locations or kiosks and have that sample pulled and then take that deer to the processor and have it donated. From there, the processor and the volunteers do the work. That deer is processed. The deer needs to be brought in whole. It's processed into ground venison, into 1 or 2 pound tubes of ground venison, and then volunteers distribute that to food pantries that have signed up and are willing and accepting that venison.
Some hunters might be thinking, this sounds great, but I do want to keep a trophy. Is that an option?
That's an option. Yep, you bet. We'll still make arrangements to allow you to keep the head and that cape of that deer if you need to. But yeah, certainly, we'll take any deer that hunters are willing to donate.
Talking to Brad Cooley from Wisconsin's DNR, looking at the DNR's deer donation program, 23rd year in existence, how it works, how people can participate. You can join in if you have at 800-642-1234 to tell us about it or ask your questions, 800-642-1234. Now, I know we're just getting rolling here. Do you have any indication of how much deer is coming into this program so far this season?
Yeah, on average, the last 4 or 5 years, we'll see anywhere between 1,300 to 1,600 deer donated. I did call a few of our processors today just to see, what type of activity they had over opening weekend. And, most of our processors said that, the number of deer being donated are down or comparable to last year. However, those processors did say that the number of deer they're seeing is up. It's just that many hunters are choosing to have the deer processed and are retaining them themselves this year. So, Still a lot of deer hunting season left. So we're hopeful that, you know, donation numbers will increase as we go through the season.
Now, I was looking at the maps of processors and food banks that end up using it. This is really, for the most part, a statewide operation, right?
Yeah, statewide. Like I said, we currently have 42 counties that we have either a processor participating or a drop-off location. But yeah, you know, these processors are equipped and set up to take deer that are harvested anywhere in the state. So, you know, certainly anywhere a hunter is harvesting deer or successful, you know, we'll gladly take that deer and get it processed and donated to the food pantries.
Now, you mentioned the CWD, chronic wasting disease, a serious disease affecting deer in parts of the state. I've been following this story since I started producing here, and it was this brand new thing. Are we seeing, you know, the number of counties with required testing increasing in recent years?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we're seeing an increase in the number of counties where CWD has been detected. There's currently 60 counties where either a wild or captive deer has tested positive for chronic wasting disease or is within 10 miles. 37 counties have had an actual wild positive in them. So, yeah, unfortunately, we're seeing, you know, an increase in the number of positives on the landscape. And we work with the Department of Health every year to set up testing requirements for deer donated to the deer donation program. So, you know, like I mentioned this year, 19 counties require the testing of adult deer and 17 counties require testing of adult and fawns that were harvested in those counties. So we're just trying to make sure that, you know, obviously any deer that is being donated to the food pantries and to those in need is CWD free and you know, safe for consumption.
Now, getting back to the donation program, is this only for gun deer season, or can bow hunters who might be hunting at a different time of the season also participate?
Yeah, great question. The program runs throughout the entire deer hunting season. So we start the program in September with the start of the archery season, and it'll continue actually all the way through January 31st, you know, when those deer hunting seasons end in the metro unit. So at any point during, you know, during those seasons, during that time frame, you know, successful hunters can donate and bring in your deer.
Maybe this is a dumb question, but how about non-intentional taking of deer? The car crash that we all hope to avoid. Can that find its way into the deer donation system?
Yeah, unfortunately not. You know, we only accept hunter harvested deer, you know, and deer that were harvested in Wisconsin. So yeah, any car killed deer, any deer harvested in other states, you know, those other sources, you know, unfortunately cannot be donated through the program.
Makes sense. Now, we talked about how hunters can participate. If there are people listening who are processors or food banks who would like to tap into this, how do they get involved? Probably too late this year, but for, you know, 2023.
Yeah, if you're a licensed processor or a charitable organization, we'd love to have you participate. So processors just need to be licensed, you know, through Department of Agriculture. You know, so they have to be a licensed processor. Any charitable organization has to be registered as a 501c3 nonprofit. So yeah, if you're listening and you meet one of those qualifications, we'd love to hear from you. Again, go to the Deer Donation website on the DNR's website and find my contact information there. The other thing is, you know, not only hunters can obviously help through donation, but anybody else can help as well. There is an opportunity for individuals to make monetary donations to the deer donation program. And of course, those monetary donations, you know, help to pay for some of those processing costs. So if you're in picking up a state park pass or, you know, registering a boat or ATV, you know, there is the option to also make a monetary donation to help, you know, support program costs.
Brad, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thank you.
Brad Cooley is wildlife damage specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. We talked with him about the state's deer donation program that stocks food pantries around Wisconsin. We've got a link, by the way, to find out more info about the program, plus their partners program for connecting hunters with processors. Find that at our website at wpr.org/centraltime.